Joining us on the phone, Patrick Ellis, the meteorologist from down at WLBT. We got some bad weather coming in on New Year's Eve. That's what they tell me. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Brett. You know, it's been one of those things that, you know, 2020 is just delivering one thing after another. And, of course, it's not going to leave us without something crazy happening, it seems like. And, unfortunately, it looks like severe weather may be possible going into New Year's Eve during the afternoon and evening hours.
Okay, so what's it looking like for us here around, you know, central Mississippi? We have Talalik, Neshoba counties.
Well, it's looking like we're going to have some showers and thunderstorms really starting to crank up during the morning hours. We'll probably have a couple of rounds of storms. The thing is that this is going to be one of those situations where we may have one round and then have a secondary round coming in later in the day. And the secondary round may be a little bit more robust. The question marks are still out there. With you can have all the ingredients in the world for the potential for severe weather, but do you actually put it all together, put it in the oven, and make this cake? Hopefully we don't make this cake. Hopefully the oven, the burner's off, but you know, it does look like we do have pretty much a lot of the ingredients for the potential for severe weather. It looks like this will be more so during the latter half of the morning into the afternoon and evening hours. Hopefully most of the showers and storms should be out of here by the time we head towards actual midnight. But, you know, if you're dealing with severe weather all day long, I mean, what's the point in shooting off fireworks? The main threat's definitely looking like damaging wind gusts, hail, and the possibility for a few tornadoes. But even that risk looks to be highest south of I-20. So, you know, even though that there is a risk for severe weather, it looks like the higher potential may be farther down to the south as you get closer to places like, you know, you start getting down towards Jackson itself and then also down towards Hattiesburg. But nonetheless, even farther to the north as you get up into Talalik and Neshoba counties, yeah, the possibility still runs for the possibility for a few strong and severe thunderstorms New Year's Eve.
Patrick Ellis, meteorologist at WLBT, and he's keeping us up to date on what's going on with the severe weather. And so, Patrick, you know, it's a day before. Do you expect anything to change? I mean, obviously, the weather is, you know, subject to change, but what are you thinking on that end? Is it, you know, one of those 100% chance it's going to get some rain and some storms, or what are you thinking?
I think we have a high chance of definitely seeing some rain. The question mark is really, do we get those ingredients to all come together? It seems like when you put it all together, it seems like it's more so the southern half of the state. That does not, you know, say that we can't have strong and severe thunderstorms farther to the north. But it seems like every time that we have these storm systems rolling through here, they seem to have been what we call overachieving. Basically, you look at all the parameters and say, okay, well, the last time that happened, well, this happened. But this year has seemed to be one of those situations that you can get all the ingredients together, and they tend to be a little bit more robust than anticipated. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully this thing busts out, but you know, it does look like there is that risk. Could we see an upgrade in the risk potential? Yes. And we encourage everybody to, you know, keep listening and also tune in to us down at WLBT on air, online, and on our free mobile app, which is downloaded in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store.
All right, Patrick. Well, we can't celebrate after 11 o'clock at the bars anyway, so you might as well be at home getting out of these storms on New Year's Eve. But we appreciate you for keeping us informed.
No problem. Stay safe.